class action suit led by a Napa County resident said PG&E's failure to properly maintain its equipment for decades forced the utility to shut down its power grid during the October 2019 Kincade fire, which started when a cable broke on a steel PG&E transmission tower near Geyserville. Mark Toney is executive director of the Utility Reform Network, or TURN. He said the court abdicated its responsibility to protect consumers.
The message is loud and clear from the Supreme Court that you cannot count on the court to hold PG&E accountable.
The Kincade fire burned nearly 78,000 acres, destroyed 374 structures, and forced the largest evacuation in Sonoma County history. The suit said the power shutoffs were required because the utility had failed to properly maintain its equipment for decades. The plaintiffs argued that their homes lost electricity, food, and water, and their businesses had to close, causing billions of dollars in damages. PG&E argues that the public safety power shutoffs are needed to reduce the risk of wildfires. In a statement, the utility said it is working with the California Public Utilities Commission regulators to make improvements that include, quote, updating, forecasting, and fire risk modeling, improving technology and tools to identify scope and potential impacts, and strengthening community engagement with stakeholders, unquote. PG&E spent billions to emerge from bankruptcy and has agreed to pay out billions to wildfire victims and spend billions more on wildfire mitigation efforts. TURN's Mark Toney said that's only fair because PG&E neglected the maintenance of its power lines for years.
Now they expect ratepayers to bail them out. And I think that's what makes people most upset. PG&E is in a problem of its own doing. It's not the customer's fault that PG&E did not maintain their system safely. That is PG&E management's fault.
The California Public Utilities Commission fined PG&E more than $106 million in September 2021. The regulator found that the company had mishandled the shutoffs and failed to give advance warnings to about 50,000 customers. But the court said allowing a private suit for damages would go further and would interfere with the PUC's regulatory and supervisory authority over power shutoffs. In the unanimous ruling, Justice Goodwin Liu wrote that the state commission has authorized the regulated use of power shutoffs as a last resort, endorsing the practice where the public safety benefits of a reduced risk of wildfire ignition outweigh the harms of lost power. Both a federal bankruptcy court and a federal district court had previously rejected the customer's claims as barred under state law. He appealed to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Ninth Circuit found that the case raised questions of California state law and so asked the state Supreme Court, which is the ultimate authority on such matters, to weigh in. The state's high court's ruling does not conclude the litigation against the power utility, but it will inform the Ninth Circuit's decision on the matter. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.